Want to get to an interesting subject because I'm very interested in this topic because of how it's going down. Sean, I want you to make sure you have this ready. And I want to make sure it's not just the sound of one on his show and another dude on social media, but I also want to grab where it originated from on the Dan Patrick show, if at all possible. Because Austin Rivers, not Reeves, Austin Rivers, former NBA player, son of now former Milwaukee Bucks coach Doc Rivers, former 11-year vet in the NBA, made a guest appearance on the Dan Patrick Show. And on Dan Patrick's show, Dan Patrick asked a very poignant question of Austin Reeves in terms of quoting Draymond Green from over a week ago saying he felt like Coach Steve Kerr had held him back. He felt Coach Steve Kerr, the Golden State Warriors, had held him back offensively. Obviously, when he said that, I thought that was utterly ridiculous because I saw many open shots that he had that he never made. And whereas I have nothing else to say negative about Draymond Green as a basketball player because I think he's phenomenal and I think he's going to the Hall of Fame, the shooting is the one thing I've been riding him about for years. Because if he makes shots, me and Kenny Smith were talking on the air, and Kenny Smith and I both agreed. If Draymond Green was a better perimeter shooter, if he came close to resembling anything like he was in Game 7 in 2016, when the Golden State Warriors lost to LeBron James and Cleveland Cavaliers, and the city of Cleveland got its first championship in 52 years. If Draymond Green shot anywhere close to that, the Golden State Warriors have six titles, not two. Not four. They got two more titles. They got six titles. Kenny Smith and I both agreed with that. Dan Patrick asked Austin Rivers about Draymond Green's comments about Steve Kerr holding him back. Listen to what sparked this whole brouhaha. Listen to what Austin Rivers had to say on the Dan Patrick show.
It's ridiculous. It's utter ridiculous. And you know what's shocking? Because Draymond has such a basketball, he has such a high IQ. That's a big part of his game is how smart of a basketball player he is. So it bewilders me that he even thinks like this, because it's like, Draymond, them taking a chance on you and them playing you and Steve putting you at the forefront of that offense, making you be the point forward and kind of the, you know, letting you allow you to have that voice and the freedom to have your, you know, whether it's a spaz, you know, spasms or when he loses it, or to be the emotional leader of that team. Steve let him be who he was. So to hear he was hindered, especially Draymond's never been an offensive score juggernaut. He's left open 80% of the game. No one guards him. And because he's such a high IQ player, he's been able to take that and be a free screener for Steph, Clay. He's been this enforcer. He does all these things defensively to dominate. I don't know what way he was hindered and why they would ever draw up plays for you to score. You were never a scorer. In fact, the teams would have loved it. If you were shooting, it'd be much better than Steph not, or Clay or Kevin not. It's like, it's just ludicrous. I don't even know where he got this from. If Draymond was on another team in the NBA, I don't know what his career would have looked like.
He wouldn't like be a Hall of Famer.
No. And that's not a slight to Draymond, because he is in the Hall of Fame. So it's like, take the fact that the guy that helped you get there is the guy you're saying hindered you. I don't understand the point. I don't get it. Dre, and I love Dre. I love his competitive. I love everything about Dre. We got drafted in the same class. He's too smart of a basketball player to genuinely think this.
That was Austin Rivers on Dan Patrick's show. I can understand hearing that in its entirety, how Draymond may have been put off by those comments. But boy, did he come back with his own on the Draymond Green show. Listen to this.
I don't like to get in these back and forths because, quite honestly, guys that you usually get into the back and forths with, they become back and forths because it's like one of them like severely tip something this way and the other just like kind of so far down that it kind of pulls you back a little bit. And so speaking of Austin Rivers, you know, I saw he said he's bewildered and it's ridiculous of what I said. And I just find it interesting that a guy who was the 10th pick in my draft, I was 35, who's on his second act, still on act one, he goes, Draymond, never been a scorer. Austin, you and I averaged the same amount of points in high school. And I say high school because that's when you were at your best. And then in college, you know, he was still good. He was very featured at Duke because NBA careers, should he really talk about my NBA career? I'm still with my first team. He was gone from his first team in 2 years. The guy received the biggest bailout in U.S. history prior to President Trump bailing out the airlines when his dad gave him $42 million. And I tip my hat to Doc. I pray that I can give DJ $200 million or give Deuce $250 million. I pray that I can do that one day. I love how people just go take the 15 seconds that they want to take and make it a headline. But I really enjoy watching Austin Rivers be bewildered.
Whether you agree or disagree with Draymond Green, respectfully to Austin Rivers, Draymond was perfectly within his right to clap back at Austin Rivers. I don't know what clip I heard of Austin Rivers on Dan Patrick's show, but I never heard everything he said in its entirety until just now. Before, I got a Cliff Notes version, so I had a different perspective. Then when I heard Austin Rivers speak in its entirety about Draymond, I can understand how Draymond took that and came back at him. But that didn't stop Austin Rivers from coming back with his own soliloquy or diatribe. Diatribe is more appropriate here because, boy, did he clap back at Draymond Green. Listen to this.
First off, Draymond, we weren't the same players in high school. I don't care about our numbers being similar. I did it at the national level, the top level. Hence why I got the Naismith Award, and I got pretty much every award you could think of in high school. I was ranked number one. You were ranked, I don't know. So cut it out. Next. College, you actually were a solid, you actually a really good college basketball player, but it's hard to compare because I was only there for 6 months, something you could never do. Talk about I was, you know, one of the featured guys. No, I was the guy. I led my team in scoring. I was first team all ACC, freshman player of the year, lottery pick. Stop. Next. NBA, hey, man, you got it, Dre. I mean, listen, I played in the NBA for more than 10 years, more than a decade, but 11 years, but I'm not a Hall of Famer like you. So I'll give you that credit, all right? You got it. But let's peel back that onion and understand why. Easy, Tiger. Okay? You have the delusion, the non-wherethal, the irony of you saying I'm part of the biggest bailout in NBA history. Draymond, you are the luckiest basketball player I think I've ever seen, especially in modern day history. Let's talk about that. You were drafted to a franchise with the Hall of Fame front office, Bob Myers, Hall of Fame coach, Steve Kerr, the greatest shooter of all time, and perhaps a top five player of all time, Steph Curry, Hall of Famer. One of the greatest shooters, top five shooter of all time, another Hall of Famer, Klay Thompson. The Swiss Army Knife himself, the guy who could do a little bit of everything on the floor, Andre Iguodala, another Hall of Famer. I know, keep up. It's a lot of talent. Not to mention one of the most lethal scorers of all time and arguably a top 10 player of all time, Kevin Durant, the same guy you chased off because of this, your mouth. You talk too much. And that's not even counting the plethora of talent around those guys. The Sean Livingstons, the Barbosas, the Andrew Wiggins, the Jordan Pools, who you also chased off. Cut it out. Draymond, you're the backpack jump shooter. You're the guy that everyone leaves open. No one guards you. There are hours and hours and hours of film of just you being left wide open. In fact, anybody can just YouTube or Google or watch any Draymond game ever, and he's open all game. There are clips of you getting a rebound and just driving in a straight line and just getting a wide open layup because everyone's fanning out to guard the actual talent on the team. Talk about Steve Kerr hindered your career. Bro, Steve Kerr made your career. How dare you?
Damn. That was ouch. Because here's where it gets tricky. Draymond Green is a Hall of Famer. Draymond Green has been an elite defender with an incredibly high basketball IQ. I don't believe the Golden State Warriors win two of the four titles that they have without Draymond Green. Although it would have been tougher, I'll be damned if I'm going to sit here and say the two titles that they won with Kevin Durant and the Splash Brothers, they would not have won without Draymond Green. I can't do that. As much as I love Draymond Green, I can't do that. I got to believe that you could put somebody else other than Draymond Green around Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson, and they'd have found a way to win back-to-back titles. Okay? I got to believe that. But Golden State doesn't win their first title, and they don't win their last title without Draymond Green. But that doesn't mean Austin Rivers was wrong with what he was saying. I mean, you got to be careful who you clapping at, because Austin Rivers had receipts. He talked about Bob Myers. He talked about Steve Kerr. He talked about Steph Curry. He talked about Klay Thompson. Then he brought up Kevin Durant. Then he brought up Andre Iguodala. Then he brought up Jordan Poole and Andrew Wiggins and Leandro Barbosa and all of these people. Then he made claims that you chased them off, which most folks associated with the NBA have heard as well. Not all of them, but some of them. And so because that's the reality of the situation, and then you have Austin Rivers really breaking it down. Think about what he said here. You were drafted to a franchise with a Hall of Fame front office. That's everything that I just said. There are clips of you getting a rebound and driving in a straight line and getting a wide open layup because everyone's fanning out to guard the actual talent on the team. That's an ouch moment right there, because there's footage that shows that. People were scared that he was going to kick it out to Steph Curry for a three, so they were willing to take their chances on giving him a two. That's true. Austin Rivers sit up there and says, coming at me, oh, I wish I could give my son $200 million if I was a coach. Yeah, the NBA doesn't give coaching jobs to guys who may or may not sucker punch one of the players and staff. That's what they're talking about with Jordan Poole. In other words, Austin Rivers is saying, those who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. I'm not taking sides here. I got love for both of them. I've known Austin Rivers for years. Mad respect for him. Truly, truly, truly feel that way. Mad respect for Austin Rivers. Okay? But I respect the hell out of Draymond Green, too. Who, by the way, does an outstanding job whenever he appears on Inside the NBA. Not just playing defense and running point for the Golden State Warriors. Mad respect to Draymond. But Austin Rivers, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that he said here that anybody that covers the NBA would say, damn, yeah, it hurts to listen to it, but he wasn't lying. I'm talking about he wasn't lying about what he said about everybody around Draymond. Bob Myers is a future Hall of Famer. He's a four-time champion as executive. Steve Kerr is a future Hall of Famer as a coach. One of the greatest in NBA history. Steph Curry is the greatest shooter God ever created and may be a top five player. That is true. Klay Thompson is a sidekick and is still one of the top five shooters in the history of basketball. Andre Iguodala was no scrub. He was no passenger. Andre Iguodala could ball and was a leader. Jordan Poole could play. Andrew Wiggins drives me crazy because I just thought he was too cool for school. Basketball didn't seem to be a priority for him sometimes to go to state. But it was in the finals when they beat Boston. He could easily been the MVP if it wasn't for Steph exploding. And we all know what happened with Draymond and KD. We all know that's a big reason why he left. And it was accentuated even more because Joe Lacob and the Golden State Warriors, when Kevin Durant was in Phoenix, wanted Kevin Durant to come back. And Kevin Durant did not want to, which is why they went and got Jimmy Butler. The first thing they tried to do was get Kevin Durant back, and he didn't want to come back. And there's nobody on the planet that would believe that was because of Steph Curry. Steph Curry is beloved universally. So all of these things matter. Again, I'm not taking sides here. But Draymond Green made his points. And he was not lying about Austin Rivers either. Now, Doc Rivers owed nobody an apology for bringing his son on board. And Austin Rivers was no scrub. He wasn't somebody that couldn't do anything. He averaged 11 points for the Clippers in his 4 years there. And he was somebody that you could put on the court to play defense for you. And why wouldn't Doc Rivers do that? I mean, please. These cats in the NBA do it for their children all the damn time. Don't get me started what happens in the coaching ranks and on the executive level. Don't let me touch it. I don't feel like it. But it happens. But in the end, I mean, you talk about a back and forth, ladies and gentlemen, that got you turning your head like whiplash. This was one of those moments. Austin Rivers, because of how he did it, kind of instigated it. This wasn't Draymond Green instigating it. Even though one would argue he did it by saying that about Steve Kerr and holding him back. But Austin Rivers came at it a certain way. Draymond Green had every right to clap back the way that he did. But boy, did Austin Rivers close. That is undeniable. It just is. Brought up the officiating. Brought up him knocking out Jordan Poole. Brought up emotional outburst. You know? I mean, Austin Rivers did not hold back. Draymond Green did have the best line, though, when he said biggest bailout in U.S. history prior to President Trump bailing out the airlines. That was a good one. I don't know who gave him that, or he gave that on his own. And it wasn't $42 million Austin Rivers got. It was $35 million, but that's neither here nor there. The point is, both had points, but Austin Rivers really, really closed. Last time we see him close like that was when he was at Duke and he hit the game-winning shot with his father and his sisters in attendance. We ain't seen him close like this before. Damn. Just had to say that. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. New York Knicks, Philadelphia 76ers. Game 2 tonight at Madison Square Garden. The Philadelphia 76ers will be without Joel Embiid. He will not, I repeat, he will not be playing in Game 2 tonight. He has been ruled out of Game 2 against the New York Knicks. I actually think that's a smart decision based on how immobile he was in Game 1. Let him sit out, even if they're down 2-0, which probably is going to happen anyway. At least he'll be better ready for Game 3 and 4 in Philadelphia. I actually have no problem with this move by the Philadelphia 76ers. I think it's a wise one, assuming he's going to be ready for Games 3 and 4, of course. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. The great Tim Legler's coming on soon as well. Plus, your phone calls are coming up in a minute. Tim Legler next, then your phone calls. You're listening live to Stephen A., Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio.